Who am I, Roger Mitchell, the chair of Ashburnham Christian Trust for the past 20 years? I've been a Jesus person ever since I encountered the Spirit of Jesus at around 16 years of age. That is to say, I regard the Jesus of the Gospels as both the Jesus of history and the God of eternity, come to show us what God is like, what we ought to be like, and how we can be like it. In his Gospel, Mark introduces Jesus at the beginning of his public life with his words, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and receive the good news." Repent means to change your mind and purpose. At hand literally means what you can reach out and touch. It was Jesus you could reach out and touch when he spoke these words. So I conclude that Jesus and the kingdom of God amount to the same thing. As a result, the testimony to Jesus in the four Gospels became my lens for viewing the rest of Scripture and understanding all the rest of life and the cosmos. Jesus taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is our purpose. For the last 60 years, it's what I've been trying to do. Firstly, as an evangelist to children, then to youth and students, then becoming an experimental church planter, a peacemaker, a reconciler throughout all the territories of the former British Empire. I think I've visited more countries than I've not. And after that, for the last 20 years, I've been a political theologian and activist, working with friends to clarify and live out the good news of the kingdom of God in the world. We've realised that over the centuries, the kingdom of God and the empires of this world have become muddled together, with the result that some of what we thought was the kingdom of God was actually the opposite. To try to distinguish them, we invented another word for the kingdom that we use alongside it to make things clearer. The word is kenarchy, and it indicates seven key foci of Jesus' kingdom of love in the Gospels. There might be more, but they're not less. The word comes from Paul's hymn to the Philippians, where he tells us to have the mind of Christ, who emptied himself. The Greek word is keno, and ruled in love. And the Greek word for rule is archy, so kenarchy. These foci are set out in what I'm sharing after this, as instating women, prioritizing children, advocating for the poor, welcoming strangers, reintegrating humanity in the environment, restoring justice to prisoners, and healing the sick. For the past 30 of these 60 years, I have also been a trustee of Ashburnham Place, and for the last 20 years, the chair of trustees, and I've tried to lead among us in this kind of kingdom way.